Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Espero que todo vaya bien con todos ustedes. Hi friends, welcome back to the Language Tutor Spanish Podcast. Yo soy su profesor de español, Danny Evans. I'm so glad to be practicing Spanish with you on this episode. Well, on YouTube, I had a request to do a verb in all tenses. And so that's what we're practicing today. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. We did an AR verb on the YouTube lesson. Today we're going to do two verbs on this episode of the podcast, and I'll tell you why. First of all, we did an AR verb, so I now want to practice an ER verb and an IR verb. But now, we'll start with the ER, and when we get to the IR verb, there's going to be a little twist to it. So it might be a little challenging, and you might want to rewind it a few times, but that's okay. I'm going to put a little extra challenge in there for you, okay? But we'll get to that in just a minute. All right, we're going to start with the verb aprender, which means to learn, aprender. And let's practice aprender in all tenses. Here we go, my friends. First of all, let's get that ing form, the gerund form. What is the ing form of aprender? And hopefully you said aprendiendo, I-E-N-D-O, for those E-R and I-R verb endings for ing. All right, what's the past participle? Okay, that is aprendido. And that is aprendido. It is a normal past participle. The next one will be a little tricky, but this one's normal. All right, let's jump right into the tenses. First of all, present tense, he learns. And that is él aprende, present progressive. He is learning. And that is él está aprendiendo. Él está aprendiendo. Up next is the preterite. He learned. Hopefully you said él aprendió. Up next is the imperfect. He used to learn. And that would be él aprendía. And now let's move to the future tense. He will learn. And that's él aprenderá. Accent on the last A in the future tense. We tack that on to the end of the infinitive form. And now let's move to conditional. He would learn. And that's él aprendería. Él aprendería. Now let's move to subjunctive. Now before we get into the subjunctive, you know, again, we really have to have two subjects here to make it subjunctive or certain situations. So I'm going to use she, but I'm still going to have you put the he form into the subjunctive, okay? So during this podcast episode, if we have to do two subjects or two parts, we'll make sure the pronoun we're focusing on is the one in the subjunctive. So the sentence is going to be, she wants him to learn. And hopefully you came up with ella quiere que él aprenda. Ella quiere que él aprenda. Now let's move to imperfect subjunctive. She insisted he learn. And that one's a little challenging, but here's what you might have said. Ella insistió en que él aprendiera. Now, you could have also used the other form, aprendiese. So that would be ella insistió en que él aprendiese. Either one of those forms are actually acceptable. All right, let's move into the next seven tenses, which are compound tenses. The first one up is going to be the present perfect indicative. He has learned. And that is él ha aprendido. Él ha aprendido. Past perfect indicative. He had learned. And that would be él había aprendido. Él había aprendido. Now let's move into the past interior. Here's a long sentence for you. When he had learned the phrases, we continued the lesson. Let me say that again. When he had learned the phrases, las frases, we continued the lesson. And that would sound like this. Cuando hubo aprendido las frases, continuamos la lección. One more time. Cuando hubo aprendido las frases, continuamos la lección. And yes, you could have said cuando él hubo if you wanted to. All right, let's move to future perfect. He will have learned. And that would be él habrá aprendido. Él habrá aprendido. Now let's move to conditional perfect. He would have learned. And that would be él habría aprendido. Él habría aprendido. Now let's move to past subjunctive. I was glad he learned German. Okay, amigos, and this one could have gone two different ways as well. First, me alegraba de que hubiera aprendido alemán. But you could have also used the other form and said, me alegraba de que hubiese aprendido alemán. And of course, you could have put the word él in there if you wanted to. That's fine. Now let's go over the command forms. Now I know we're using he with this verb and we can't really tell him to do something or it wouldn't be third person. But let's go ahead and just review the normal command forms of this verb. So let's use the tú form. How would I look at somebody that I know and say, learn? And that would be aprende. Now, tell him, don't learn. Okay, and that would be no aprendas. Different ending there. Now let's practice the usted form and tell someone respectfully, learn. And that would be aprenda. Now look at a group of people, the ustedes form, and tell that group of people, learn. And that would be aprendan, aprendan. All right, my friends, that wraps up the first practice. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, Anchor.fm, and we'll be right back to kick off part two of the practice. Okay, amigos, we are back and ready for part two. Now, I told you part two was going to be a little challenging for you, and that's okay. We can take on challenges, and they actually help us bring in new information and process it. I want us to use a verb, an IR verb this time, as I said before, but I want us to use the verb Subscribir. To subscribe. Subscribir. Okay, now just a quick note. You will also see sometimes in Spanish that word without a B. Suscribir. All right, but we're going to use the form with the B. Subscribir. All right. Now, all of our sentences with this verb are going to be in the they form. Okay, so we want to focus on they conjugations. Here is the reason that this is a little challenging. We're going to be talking about the context of subscribing to something like a magazine or a publication of some sort, subscribing to a website. Now, when we talk about subscribing to something like a publication, this verb is actually reflexive. So you're going to need to use the reflexive pronoun with each one of these. Se. But hey, don't worry about it. I know you can do it. You got this down. Just think about it and you can knock this out every time. It's going to be great. Okay, it's going to be a good practice. Well, let's start out subscribir with the gerund form, the ing form. What would that be? And that is subscribiendo. Subscribiendo. All right. Now, the past participle is not what you might think. This is an irregular past participle. Think along the lines of to write, escribir. Okay, it's going to take on the same type of past participle as that verb. So what do you think the past participle of subscribir would be? And hopefully you said subscrito. Subscrito. All right, well, now let's kick off our 14 regular conjugations. We'll start with the present tense. They subscribe. And that would be ellos se suscriben. Ellos se suscriben. Present progressive. They are subscribing. Okay, for this one, you have two options. First, you could say, ellos se están suscribiendo, or you could have said, ellos están suscribiéndose. Either one of those would have worked fine. Let's move to the preterite. They subscribed. And that would be, ellos se suscribieron. Now the imperfect tense. They used to subscribe. And that would be ellos se suscribían. Ellos se suscribían. The future tense. They will subscribe. And that is ellos se suscribirán. Ellos se suscribirán. Tacking that ending to the end of the infinitive. Conditional tense, they would subscribe. Hopefully you said ellos se suscribirían. Ellos se suscribirían. Up next is subjunctive. We want them to subscribe. That is, queremos que ellos se suscriban. Queremos que ellos se suscriban. Now the imperfect subjunctive. We wanted them to subscribe. And that is, queríamos que se suscribieran. Queríamos que se suscribieran. Also, you could have said suscribiesen if you wanted to. That would work just fine. Now let's move to present perfect indicative. They have subscribed. And that would be ellos se han suscrito. Ellos se han suscrito. And now the past perfect indicative, they had subscribed. And hopefully you said ellos se habían suscrito. Ellos se habían suscrito. Let's now move into the past interior. When they had subscribed, they received the information. Now remember, information is almost the same, información. So here's the sentence again. When they had subscribed, they received the information. Okay, amigos, that one was a little bit of a long one. We should have said, cuando se hubieron suscrito, ellos recibieron la información. Once again, cuando se hubieron suscrito, ellos recibieron la información. All right, let's move to the future perfect. They will have subscribed. And that should be ellos se habrán suscrito. Ellos se habrán suscrito. Now the conditional perfect, which would be they would have subscribed. And that is ellos se habrían suscrito. Ellos se habrían suscrito. Now the past subjunctive. We were glad they subscribed. And this one had a little bit of a challenging word in it. The we were glad part can get a little bit challenging when you're pronouncing it in the nosotros form in the imperfect. But here we go. It's nos alegrábamos de que se hubieran suscrito. Let me say that one more time. Nos alegrábamos de que se hubieran suscrito. And you might have said hubiesen instead of hubieran, and that would have been just fine. Let's move to the command forms, and again, you know, we don't really have the ability to practice commands with they because they're third person, so they don't really work, but I do want us to practice the command form. So I'm talking to a friend that I know well, informal, tell that person subscribe. And that would be subscribe. Now tell that person, don't subscribe. And that would be no suscribas. Now the usted form, subscribe. And that would be suscriba. Now the they form would really be the same as the ustedes form, wouldn't it? So let's practice telling a group of people in the ustedes form, subscribe. And that is subscriban, subscriban. Okay, amigos, that was quite a practice. That was one of the longer episodes we've done on the podcast. But I hope you found it beneficial and helpful, as always. And you know what? More than anything, I wish for you and your family and friends paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings in everything you do. And I just want to thank you for tuning in. And hey, speaking of the verb, subscribir. If you know someone that's looking to learn Spanish or French or Portuguese, or maybe a Spanish speaker that wants to learn English, Tell them about the language tutor and tell them subscribe. I would sure appreciate it. I hope you have a great one. And until next time, we'll see you soon. Nos vemos pronto. Adios.